"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, you go to that iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast. And you can listen to everything you missed today.
We still have money. There is still $1,000 to be had in the KFI inflation compensation contest. So stay tuned for the first keyword of 3 coming up at about 1:20. Also, a reminder that tomorrow, the Moist Line is back. We know you all can't wait for that, right, John? You're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. First thing I thought of this morning when I heard that there was a winning Powerball ticket. This was the billion, actually it turned out to be over $1 billion. 1 billion, what would it be, 800,000 or 800? Anyway, it was won by somebody who bought it in downtown Los Angeles at a mini mart. And I thought, oh, what if it's a homeless person? Wouldn't that be great? Because we're on our way to spending $1 billion per homeless person.
Then you know what? We should take it back.
Might as well just have all of the homeless win lotteries and see what happens to them. The lump sum would be $558.1 million. Does anybody take the annuity? I never hear about that, where you can be paid out yearly for many
years. I don't know.
I don't think anybody does.
I wouldn't trust the government to be in business that long.
To be at the lottery, maybe bankrupt, and I don't know if they pay an interest rate or what they do.
Somehow the legislature would steal the money, so I wouldn't. I'd take what you can up front.
Yeah. So whoever this is, and it might be a group of people, the stupid employee groups, like Tim Conway's a member of, I guess, the KFI iHeart.
So am I. Buys.
Oh, you are too? Yeah. Any big winners?
Yeah, there's a lot of people here in the
there's
stupid
like over employee. 80 people in that pool.
I'm in that pool.
Have you ever been paid anything?
No.
And how long has this scam been going on? A couple of years?
I've been a part of it ever since I've been at KFI.
How do you know the person running this just doesn't take your money and
it's Michelle. We trust her.
We bought the tickets, but you know they didn't win.
You didn't
win,
see
sorry.
Her new beach house in Santa Monica, did you?
Yeah.
She sends a picture of the ticket in an email.
It's a fake ticket. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it might be. AI these days.
There was, of course, in November, a guy won an Altadena. That's the $2 billion jackpot. That's the guy, by the way. that has been buying these huge mansions and being very public about it. You know, once he decided to go public with his identity, he started showing up in the tabloids because he was buying property and cars. And then, of course, this is the one I think he got sued. Some other guys claiming that the ticket was stolen from him. I don't know how you're going to prove that one, but.
Oh, yeah. I forget. Yeah, that crackpot.
Yeah, there's some guy that claims that that was my ticket. It was stolen from me, and I have a witness that will verify that. So
yeah, well, when you win a lot of money publicly, you're going to have parasites showing up.
Right.
Nuisance parasites wanting to claim a piece of it any way they can.
This was the La Palomitas Mini Market in downtown L.A. The guy that runs that mini market will get up to $1 million for selling the winning ticket. Navor Herrera is the owner of the store located at the corner of 12th and Wall Streets. And it says here, yes, near Skid Row. So we have a chance.
That's a Skid Row
homeless
guy.
Yeah, that a homeless person is cashing in for, maybe doesn't know it. Maybe the ticket ended up in their sleeping bag.
If he bought the ticket with some of our tax money, right? Some welfare check or food stamp check. Do we get it? Do we get it back?
No, I don't.
That would be a pool, wouldn't it?
You do not have to be a resident of California, and you do not have to be a legal resident of the United States to claim the winning lottery ticket.
I'm saying if he used our tax money to buy the ticket, then we all should share.
I don't know that that's in the law. You could try, though. File a suit.
I'm going to file a suit saying, I paid a lot of tax money here, so that's I got to share that ticket.
Herrera says his customers are regulars. They're consistently from this area. So if he's that close to Skid Row. Yeah,
right. That area.
That area. That there's probably a pretty good chance. Don't give up because we still have the other lottery, the Mega, which is now run upwards of over, $700 million. So that one is still up. The next drawing there is Friday. The billion-dollar grand prize was the third largest in the game's history since it began in 1992, Powerball. So in 2016, the game's second largest grand prize was $1.5 billion. Was split among winners in California, Florida, and Tennessee. But that's too straight for California. The $2 billion prize last November and now the billion-dollar ticket last night. So, yeah, Friday's Mega Millions is $720 million, I guess, and growing. And, of course, John, the odds of winning, we've talked about this. Basically like the population, 1 in 302,575,350.
Yeah, well, fortunately, America is made up of people who cannot do math, so this kind of racket will continue.
They think that they're going to beat the odds with that.
it's a stupid person's tax, is what it is.
Speaking of the lottery, someone else that also has hit it big are the Bidens. We're finding out more from these whistleblowers who have been testifying before Congress. Some files are being released. Yesterday was the testimony of two IRS employees, one who announced proudly that he's a gay Democrat. So he had no axe to grind against the Democrat. In fact, he said he voted for Biden. We're learning a little bit more from other documents about the details of what's been going on with the Bidens. And remember Burisma, the gas company in Ukraine?
Yes.
The claim is that Joe and Hunter coerced the CEO of Burisma, his name is Mykola Zlochevsky, to pay them millions of dollars. In return, they helped get the Ukrainian prosecutor who was investigating the company fired. So there is your front and back end of the bribe there, which makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, Mykola Zlochevsky.
Yeah, Mykola.
He told an FBI informant in 2016, this is while Biden was vice president, they met at a coffee shop in Vienna. And he said it cost $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to another Biden. Zlochevsky also said that Hunter Biden was stupid and Zlochevsky's dog was smarter. But he had to keep Hunter Biden on Burisma's board so everything will be okay.
So where is Lochevsky? Because this is coming from this middleman FBI informant.
He was thrown out a hotel window.
Who claims that Lochevsky has kept many text messages and recordings.
17 recordings of conversations with the Bidens. Two of them involved Joe. Mm. And Lochevsky said when he was asked, should he retain the younger Biden? Lochevsky replied that both Hunter and Joe Biden said that Hunter has to be retained on the payroll.
Now, remember, and this was at one of his rallies, Biden's acknowledged that he successfully pressured Ukraine to fire that prosecutor.
Bragged about it, yeah.
He was proud of it, right?
So, now, if he actually has these recordings, 17 of them, says he has many text messages, he has two documents that the informant says should be the financial records of payments to the Bidens. And the source said Lochevsky was convinced the recordings and other evidence shows he was coerced into paying the Bidens to ensure that the prosecutor was fired.
Now, the official claim from Biden and at the time, of course, Obama was president, they pushed for Shokin. That was his name. Viktor Shokin was the prosecutor because he was going too easy on corruption. Nothing to do with Burisma.
Right. But if you still can't bribe somebody in order to get someone fired, doesn't matter what the reason is.
Oh, of course not.
Right. So if these documents and recordings exist and they can trace the trail of money,
yeah,
then that should be game over for the Bidens. It seems like they're obviously a crime family.
And they
got away with it for a long time.
Yeah, this IRS whistleblower, his name is Joseph Ziegler. He's the gay Democrat. He says that what they've tallied is over $17 million in foreign payments went to the Biden family, which they work pretty hard at disseminating among various family members. And it looks like Hunter Biden opened up a mysterious bank account in 2016 while this was going on.
Right.
So that's
and he never paid taxes on the money, which is what got the IRS interested. Then they you know, some of the IRS people, Department of Justice, covered up the investigation. And so people are talking.
There was one Democrat member on the committee who objected to all this. Most of the Democrats basically ignored the hearing yesterday.
Well, they went silent because there was nothing they could say to refute it.
Refute it, right. So
you go quiet.
Or they just said things like this is just political. I think one congressman actually said, who cares?
Yes, one did. Well, ultimately, that's where you have to go, right? Because if there are recordings and there are documents and there's a clear money trail and you've got credible witnesses explaining the story and the story makes sense, what else are you going to do but throw up your hands and say, well, all right, it happened, but who cares?
Exactly right.
What else you got? Deal. You got nothing.
All right, when we come back, we'll play you what one of the Democrat Congress members said at the committee hearing yesterday, which I think deserves a little extra attention. He's a Maryland Democrat by the name of Kwesi Umfume. Coming up next, though, your chance to win the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest. Be listening for the keyword. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, I'm looking at a picture of this guy, the Burisma Holdings owner. His name is Mykola Zlochevsky. He's like a mostly bald guy with a big round head, huge shoulders. So he's probably way overweight.
That's the
he's
way
got
they
that
make
Eastern
him.
European stare, right?
Yeah,
that's the way they make him.
Yeah. There's certain body types you're not going to find all over the world, right?
Well, I think if he comes forward, that busts his story wide open. I mean, this is all from a middleman, an FBI informant. Allegedly is saying that he heard about this plot to pay off the Bidens $10 million. Zlochevsky was going to give $10 million to the Bidens so he could get rid of a prosecutor that was hot on the company's tail. Is this what Trump was searching for in the perfect phone call he had with Volodymyr Zelensky? Remember that?
Trump must
he was trying to get this stuff, wasn't he? He was trying to get the goods on this particular story.
You see how it works? Trump must have gotten wind about
that
Biden,
this was going on. Right.
Biden was getting money from the guy running the natural gas company. So he called the president of Ukraine to get an investigation going. Yeah. And if the Democrats turned on Trump and said that he was committing some kind of crime in order to defend Biden, not only to attack Trump, but to defend Biden at the same time.
And it says Hunter Biden eventually opened a Maltese bank account in 2016. He's probably taking some of the money.
There's a lot of guys in Washington, in both parties, in Congress, president, vice president, whatever, who have these kinds of scams going on. Joe and Hunter are not the only two guys. And it's not just Democrats. This is what you do when you get into government. And Ukraine, ever since they separated from Russia in 1994, has been considered probably the most corrupt country in Europe for this sort of thing. Like, without question. That's why they were never let into NATO. Because all the other NATO countries said, no way. You're running a sewer here. And while everybody was busy complaining about Ukraine's corruption, they were also taking advantage of Ukraine's corruption. This is how the real world works.
The FBI informed members of Congress that the tip was received and referred to the office of, the Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss for further investigation. It's not clear what was done.
Nothing.
Now, Weiss is the one that was investigating Hunter over the tax and the gun charges case, which turned into a plea deal and a low-level charge.
Delaware is like a small town. The only way Biden would survive for 50 years from Delaware is everybody knows him. He knows everybody. He's buddies with all the other officials. It's a tiny little state. It's a small population. And so everybody's friends and everybody covers for each other.
Well, we got to find this guy, Mikola. Meanwhile, not far from Delaware is Maryland. We mentioned that because one of the people on the committee yesterday in the House of Representatives is a congressman whose real name is Frizzell Gerald Gray. Mm. But he's been known for some years as Kwesi Umfume. Mm-hmm. It's like a Muslim name or... Anyway, he got pretty worked up over the Republicans calling this committee hearing and talking about the Bidens getting bribes and the FBI, the IRS. Here's part of what he said.
Now, here's what galls me. I don't like these attacks on the Department of Justice, the FBI, the IRS, as if they are somehow anti-U.S. agencies. Those agencies keep this democracy in check. It keeps them in float. They provide the checks and they provide the balances.
Huh?
And we could be, quite frankly, using our time to better talk about crime in America that's affecting everybody, attacks on women's health, the economy, budgetary issues, public education, housing, need for senior citizens.
The crowd that did all their Trump hearings for years.
Child poverty and mental health, to name a few. We are doing this all over again for the Hunter Biden show to someone who has pleaded guilty and has taken responsibility for not filing taxes for 2 years. This is ludicrous. Yes. Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here.
Good one.
None.
Good one. Now,
I yield.
This Mfumi character has no interest at all as to where the Bidens got the $17 million that Hunter didn't pay the taxes on.
The IRS guy said it should have been a felony case. That was a lot of unpaid taxes.
Not paying taxes is only one part of the crime. How did he earn that money? How would Hunter Biden earn a single dollar honestly? The guy is a gold-plated crackhead. He was living on Skid Row just a few years ago. How many guys on Skid Row, outside of maybe this lottery winner, do you know would be able to make this kind of money? It would have to be a criminal enterprise to make this kind of money. He was on crack for years. What the hell?
Then did I miss something? This congressman is putting the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the IRS as part of our checks and balances? I thought that was the branches of government. Executive, judicial,
Do you think he even knows how the government's constructed and what the Constitution says? Who would get that worked up to protect Hunter Biden?
Nobody. Remember, the leaders of those departments are appointed by the president,
right. So
they can also do him a lot of good.
Well, that's what's always gone on. I mean, going back to Richard Nixon, right? When Richard Nixon had political enemies, who did he sick on the political enemies? The IRS. You know, if you had a TV show that you were a host of a TV show 50 years ago and you went after Richard Nixon, you got an audit. It's all documented. That's what presidents do.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get an update on that beating that an East L.A. woman took the other day in her own front yard. They're looking for a guy who showed up on a bicycle. Could be homeless, maybe not, but now he may be wanted in a whole bunch of assaults across L.A. We'll be talking to Blake Trolley next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, iHeart app. John and Ken on demand is the podcast, and you could listen to the entire show, anything you missed.
All right. The other day, we brought you the story from KFI reporter Blake Trolley about a man they're looking for, a 21-year-old by the name of Sergio Andrew Garcia, beating up a 67-year-old woman in East Los Angeles in her garden at her home. And apparently, he's been doing this, assaulting people in a number of places. Let's bring on Blake for the update on this story.
Yeah, guys, as you remember, we knew about two other cases he was linked to later the same day when he allegedly attacked that elderly woman in front of her her home there in East L.A. Well, now we're finding out he was part of a much bigger crime spree. It's all hands on deck right now between the LAPD and L.A. County Sheriff's Department to find 21-year-old Sergio Garcia. Again, we first heard about the brutal attack. Police are now linking him to the attack of other women. It turns out, according to LAPD officer Jay Chavez, that attack was a part of a string of attacks that all went down in less than a week. This began last Monday.
The suspect does take advantage of the fact that it's women, and he will approach them as they're walking. And that's when he takes advantage of them and sexually assaults them and batters them and takes their property.
So let's break some of these down. Garcia is suspected of sexually assaulting a woman who was walking under the 110 near downtown L.A. That starts the alleged spree. From there, he's accused of coming up on a woman from behind near the Crypto.com arena, slapping her in the back, then taking off. He's then accused of committing three crimes on Saturday. These are the ones that we spoke about earlier this week. He attacked and tried to sexually assault an elderly woman who was guarding in East LA, according to police. He's then accused a few hours later of attacking a woman who was walking home from church. In that situation, police say he hit that woman in the face several times, knocked her out, and robbed her. Only about 15 minutes later after this attack, both these in the Pico area, he came up behind a woman who was rummaging through her truck, sexually assaulted her, then ran off. Now, police, you guys had asked me how they were able to link him to these crimes. Police in LA actually had video footage of one of these crimes. They heard about the crimes that happened over in East LA, or at least the crime that happened in East LA to the elderly woman. This guy, Sergio Garcia, is apparently known to police. They went over to East LA and said, you know, we think we know who's behind the attack of this elderly woman. It fits the description of incidents that are happening here in LA. So they brought photos of Garcia over. They mixed them in with, you know, photos of other suspects, see if they can get the woman who was attacked to identify him. But as that woman's son-in-law told me, that was a challenge due to the severity of her injuries.
Trying to show her a list of pictures of individuals to see if my mother-in-law could identify the individual. But unfortunately, she can't even open her eyes at the moment, so she wouldn't be able to identify anybody.
Wow. And you said they maybe then brought it to the neighbor?
Yes. So they brought it to the neighbor who originally recorded the video and deterred the individual, and they were able to identify him easily.
Remember, that neighbor's the woman and her daughter who saw the elderly woman being attacked and chased the guy off. That woman, again, that elderly woman spent 2 days in the hospital. She had a broken nose, concussion. There was still blood outside the house when I went several days after the attack. There was blood on the concrete there. And we're starting to get a little bit of a sense of a record on this guy. Not much. There are reports that he's been arrested several times. The LA Times is reporting he was arrested in LA County in July of 2021 on suspicion of battery and cruel or inhuman corporal punishment against a child. Again, that was in 2021, so just a couple of years ago. We're trying to figure out exactly what happened and trying to get a sense of why he's out.
Yeah, I see one possible arrest for felony assault, but eventually released.
Yeah, this is the way they'd handle it, especially with the pandemic. They were just not wanting to bother with anybody.
This guy was assaulting people for years now and spinning through the system. Doesn't seem like anything was done.
I mean, if it tells you guys anything, I mean, police obviously knew who this guy was. That's what I'm being told by sources. They knew who he was when they saw these attacks in L.A. and they saw the similarity in the with the attack in East L.A. They suspected that he was the one behind those. And right now I've got sources telling me that he might be linked to even another crime in the East L.A. area. Yeah. We haven't gotten details on that, but we are being told that there's something they're looking into over there and possibly linking him to.
Clearly a crazy person.
He probably does. Have a fixed address? Did we find that
out? So when you guys were asking me whether or not he's homeless, police right now are still saying they don't suspect that he's homeless. Apparently, he actually has two addresses linked to him. And from what I've been told, that's if somebody's got two addresses linked to him, the likelihood that they're homeless is very low.
Yeah, his mom's address. I don't think this guy is making mortgage payments.
21.
Well, he moved around a lot, and that's what we were talking about. I mean, when you actually think about this, he gets on a bike, a fixie bike. He moves from the East LA area over to the crypto.com area, back over to the Pico area. I mean, that's definitely a lot of movement for somebody that lives in an
area. These kind of guys commit crimes every day and get away with most of them. And then the ones they don't get away with, they're not punished anyway. He's not going to jail, it looks like, for anything. All right. Well, very good. Thank you for all that information.
Blake Trolley, KFI News. They're still looking. It just tells you, the revolving door. I mean, he's been arrested, and you arrest somebody on suspicion of felony assault, and it turns out to be this guy that we know now likes to beat up people, but you released him.
Yeah.
What are the details of that?
Well, they got.
We couldn't get a witness. We didn't have a good case. Let him go.
Even when they have a good case and they have a witness, nobody goes to jail. There's no bail anymore, right? No. This is Karen Bassetti's Los Angeles. You can commit crimes all day, every day.
This is George Gascon's L.A. County.
This is George Gascon's L.A. County. So this is normal. This is what they want. They're not upset by this. You don't see any politicians say, this is terrible. These poor women who were beat up and sexually assaulted, you know, we're going to do everything. No, you notice they didn't even bother anymore. They don't even go through the performance anymore. They don't care. You get beat up, too bad. You get sexually assaulted, too bad.
Now, here we are days later, and they don't have them. They're still looking for information. Apparently, he carries a red Gucci satchel with them, a little fashionable, like a little purse around his neck in one of the pictures.
That he stole from some poor woman.
He probably did steal that from some poor woman.
Yeah, I like this.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, and of course, coming up after 2 o'clock, your chance to win more money with another keyword that will be revealed around 2:20. Our guest will be Mark Krikorian next hour. The couple of media outlets have gone with the Biden line by putting out a story that border crossings were at a 2-year low. We took care of the problem with the border. We're here to tell you what's really going on.
Huge stinking lie.
There were many people still coming into this country. It's just that Biden has done it with an illegal means. Illegal means. Anyway, we'll get all the details from Mark from the Center for Immigration Studies after the news at 2 o'clock. Well, we told you this story, I think it was yesterday, about in Germany, how some climate protesters were blocking a road, and one of the motorists got out and dragged a woman by the hair to the side of the road. Remember that?
Yes, twice.
Yeah.
Because the climate protester then scrambled back to the road, and this German woman, she was young, blonde, and angry. Yeah, it was just, I just couldn't stop watching the thing, see the stupid protesters skidding across the ground.
Well, that doesn't stop them from trying this stuff. A group called Just Stop Oil were doing a slow walk protest. They basically fan out an entire street wide, and they walk really slowly, so they slow down traffic to a snail's pace. That didn't go too well with one man who apparently was driving in a car with his female companion, and it looks like they got struck on the rear driver's side by a van that was attempting to change lanes. So the guy got out of his car, walked over, and he clocked one of the slow walkers and knocked them to the pavement.
And kicked them, too.
They don't react, which is what they're supposed to do, right? They're not going to come up and fight you. He just laid there. The other marchers walked up to see if he was okay, but nobody got into a fight with the man who did this. The disruption is difficult, but it's necessary, said Just Stop Oil people. Daniel was assaulted while marching this morning.
Good.
And remained nonviolent throughout.
Good. Just lie there. Wait. Daniel's going to get kicked again and again as long as he lies there. He's breaking the law. He and the other protesters, they're breaking the law.
This might slow down a few from doing this?
Well, you know what? I think the world's had it with this crowd. It's such a stupid thing to scream about the climate and
what's
block
stupider,
up traffic.
This or throwing stuff on paintings?
It's all the same groups. This is the same organization that is doing this all over.
Well, these are really bad tactics. They're not going to get anybody's attention.
They're infuriating.
They make
people.
The news, but I don't think people look at it and go, "Yeah, they're right. We need to stop oil.
No.
What a good protest!"
No. It's what little kids do when they're unhappy. They have a temper tantrum, and they try to make life for mommy and daddy difficult until mommy and daddy gives them a good spanking, and then they go off into their room whimpering.
Well, and, they're angry because they'll look at polls, and everyone, of course, is concerned about the climate.
No, people aren't.
Nobody, in real life, nobody's doing anything.
Not only that, but there's nothing we're going to do that's going to change the temperature.
Airline travel this summer is another example of that.
Look at what people are doing. The SUV sales, record highs. Airline travel, record highs. People using tremendous amounts of air conditioning during the heat waves. Nobody's moving to a cooler climate. You notice that? People are moving to a hotter climate. People are pouring into Texas, Arizona, and Florida more than any other states. They're going towards the heat. They're not moving away from the heat. Why? Because air conditioning is plentiful and cheap. So this crowd is lost.
Just Stop Oil said that Daniel, that's the guy that was clocked, would rather the police spend their time investigating the CEOs and politicians pushing for more oil and gas than chasing down the man that assaulted him.
No, no, no. I want them to investigate these protesters. That's who they should be investigating, not the oil companies. We need the oil companies. We need the gas companies. That's how life works. Oil and gas companies may be the most important companies on the planet next to food. And you can't even grow food without the oil and the gas. So it's time to reassert reality. You guys had your temper tantrum the last few years. Now, you know, go away. Go back to your playpen. You're not adults, you're children. And the world can't be turned over to the little children screaming and bagging their toys on top of their playpen.
The other protests happened in this country, out in the Hamptons. A group of climate protesters took over a Hamptons golf course. Here, they pay $1 million membership fee to play the world's stupidest and most ecocidal game. Ecocidal.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting how the billionaires who destroy our planet for business come here and they do it for pleasure. So what the protesters did, they marched around on the golf course with their signs and their dancing and their singing. Oh, we have some audio of them.
You see these people?
No!
They are the freaks.
Shut it
down! They look young to me.
Yeah, I bet you they're young rich kids. And they're angry that daddy played golf all the time when they were little kids. Daddy ignored him to go play golf, and now they're acting out their tantrums.
We need clean air! We need clean air!
Not another billionaire!
Yeah. No, we don't get it. Billionaires. Shame on you.
They're wearing stupid costumes.
Shame on you.
The rich. Tax the mother.
Yeah.
Tax the rich.
Tax the mother. Rich. Tax the rich.
Looks like it's planet over profit. The 1% are robbing us of a livable future. We're building people power and using direct action to put planet over profit.
Do you think anybody at that golf club cared?
Came out and tried to get rid of him. I saw one of the manager guys arguing with them.
What they're going
to
do is hire armed security at the
game.
They
were heckling some of the players, as you heard there.
Yeah. Oh, they're heckling. Ooh.
What a different tactic to take over a golf course. I've not seen that one.
Doesn't do anything, though.
No.
The golf course will hire...
We're supposed to be quiet on the golf course, though. This is going to hurt their swings.
A shoot-to-kill order for the security guards. That handles that.
Not sure that'll hold up in court, but that'll stop the protesting.
Stand your ground. It's trespassing.
They keep coming up with new ideas.
They're really, though, a really sad, silly group of rich kids. Honestly, you don't see middle class or poor kids doing this. It's usually upper middle class to rich. They're the ones.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video again. Yeah,
you can tell by the way they look.
It's mostly
carry
white middle upper class kids.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, they're bored and resentful of their parents. I don't know what happened. I'm guessing it's neglect. I'm guessing they come from the families where dad was working all the time, traveling, playing golf, and mom was into her own thing. Maybe she had a career too. And these are the latchkey kids. And nobody came to their ball games. Nobody came to their play performances. And they were given a lot of stuff. And they're just unhappy and resentful. And anything that reminds them of their rich parents makes them go crazy.
They have
flashbacks. Iraq War flashbacks, right? And they get angry about all those lonely days in the basement where they were nothing to do except smoke weed with their friends.
All right, when we come back... Lovely Politico, which is a left-wing media outlet covering everything politics, has a headline that illegal migrant border crossings have dipped to their lowest level in over 2 years since Joe Biden's first full month in office. Huh. But what's the real story in terms of people still entering the country?
That's what we're going to talk about.
What's the truth? Obviously, the optics of all those people lined up at the border didn't look good, so the Biden administration is taking new tactics. We'll talk about them with Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. When we return, John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark is live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io. /ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.